Use Mathematics and Science, Section 12. Use Pascal's Theory of Pressure and Force. Blaise Pascal was a noted French mathematician who discovered that a closed container of fluid could be used to transfer force from one place to another, or to multiply force by its transmission through a fluid. This seemingly innocuous principle led to the development of the hydraulic press and the science of modern hydraulics, the mechanical properties and use of liquids. In honor of his discovery, the units of pressure measurement used in the metric system are called pascals, and we describe hydraulics using Pascal's law. According to Pascal's law, any force applied to a confined fluid is transmitted in all directions through the fluid regardless of the shape of the container. To understand how Pascal's law applies to hydraulics, imagine an enclosed fluid as in Figure 1. The enclosure has two movable pistons. Now imagine that piston A has a cross-sectional area of 1 inch squared, and piston B has a cross-sectional area of 100 inches squared. If a 1-pound ball pushes piston A into the fluid, this force results in a pressure of 1 pound per square inch, or 1 psi. This pressure is transmitted through the enclosure to piston B. This 1 psi pressure is applied to the bottom of piston B, which has an area of 100 square inches. This pressure, acting against the 100 square inch area, develops 100 pounds of force, which suspends the 100 pound ball at the same height. As stated earlier, Pascal's law is independent of the shape of the container. It is not necessary that the tube connecting the two pistons should be the full area of the pistons. A connection of any size, shape, or length will do, so long as an unobstructed passage is provided. This principle allows large forces to be generated with relatively little effort. Large pieces of earth-moving equipment, for example, use hydraulics to exert large forces on the earth or boulders being moved. Hydraulic devices all depend on Pascal's law and the relationship among pressure, force, and area. Pressure, force, and area. There is a mathematical relationship between pressure, force, and area. To understand this relationship, study the formulas below to see how the factors interact with each other. Force equals pressure times area. Pressure equals force divided by area. Area equals force divided by pressure. The triangle shown in Figure 2 is a convenient memory device for the force, area, pressure formulas. Because force is above the line in the triangle, it reminds you that in both formulas indicating division, force is always divided by one of the other two factors. The units of force. Force is a quantity measured using the standard metric unit Newton. The term Newton is abbreviated as the letter N in most formulas. 10 newtons would present 10 newtons of force. 1 newton is the amount of force required to give a 1 kilogram mass an acceleration of 1 meter per second squared. In the imperial system, the term pound denotes a unit of force. The imperial unit of mass is a slug, which is not commonly used. The units of pressure. Pressure is defined as force divided by the area over which the force is evenly distributed. Since liquids and gases are fluids, they exert pressure on their containers evenly. The metric system measures pressure in newtons, or force, per square meter area. These pressure units are called pascals. Pascals are such small units of pressure that it is more common to actually use units like kilopascals or megapascals, which are 1,000 and 1 million pascals, respectively. Also found in the metric system is the bar. That unit is not approved by the International System of Units, SI, but is recognized in the European Union and is equal to 100 kilopascals, or approximately 14.5 psig. In the imperial system, pressure is commonly measured in units of pounds per square inch, PSI, or pounds per square foot, PSF, pounds per square inch, PSI, pounds per square foot, PSF, or ounces per square inch, OSI. Remember that there are three distinct types of pressure, each described by specific units as follows. Absolute pressure is the actual pressure of a fluid with respect to a perfect vacuum. Absolute pressure is gauge pressure plus atmospheric pressure. Gauge pressure is the fluid pressure with respect to the atmospheric pressure outside its container. Gauge pressure does not include atmospheric pressure. Differential pressure is the difference between any two pressures. Notice that gauge pressure is actually a differential pressure between absolute pressure and atmospheric pressure. The metric system does not distinguish between absolute and gauge pressure. Therefore, it is always necessary to spell it out as KPA, ABS, KPA, gauge, and perhaps KPA, diff. In the imperial system, the abbreviations PSIG, PSIA, and PSID clearly describe the pressure type intended. The units of area. Depending on what system you are working in, area is measured in units of square inch, square foot, square centimeter, square meter. Elements of hydrostatics. Pressure in a liquid. As the name suggests, hydrostatics is that branch of physics concerned with the properties of water at rest. It is particularly concerned with how pressure is transmitted through fluids in closed and open containers. The basic principles of hydrostatics are as follows. Fluid pressure is exerted in all directions. The shape of the vessel does not affect fluid pressure. Fluid pressure is proportional to the depth below the surface. Fluid pressure is proportional to density. Horizontal runs do not increase pressure. The volume of fluid does not affect pressure. Let us examine each of these principles in more detail. Fluid pressure is exerted in all directions. The pressure a fluid exerts on an object is applied in all directions. That is because the particles that make up the fluid can move in any direction. These particles exert forces as they bump into objects in the fluid. Figure 3 shows how water exerts pressure on a swimmer who is underwater. Notice that the arrows point in different directions. That is because the water is pressing all around the swimmer, not just from above. The shape of the vessel does not affect fluid pressure. Fluids will conform to the shape of the container that they are placed into, and because of that, they will exert pressure outward against the container. The pressure increases as more fluid is added, and is greater toward the bottom of the container where the weight of the liquid has the most effect. In terms of fluid dynamics, gases can also be considered fluids in terms of their effects on containers, since they also conform to the container and exert pressure in the same way as liquids. Fluid pressure is proportional to depth below the surface. The force of gravity pulls fluids downward. Because any given volume has a certain weight, this weight pushes downward on whatever is below it. Fluid pressure is a result of the weight of all the fluid above pushing down on the fluid below. As you go deeper, there is a greater weight pushing down. This is the reason water pressure increases with depth. The pressure depends only upon the depth and is the same anywhere at a given depth and in every direction. Water has a density of 62.4 pounds per cubic foot. As the depth increases, the pressure exerted on the sides of the vessel will increase by 0.433 psi per foot. Fluid pressure is proportional to density. Another factor that changes pressure is the density of the liquid. This can be expressed as follows. Pressure equals height in feet times density per foot depth. Horizontal runs do not increase pressure. As pressure is exerted equally in all directions, horizontal runs cannot affect pressure. Only a change in the vertical component will change the pressure at the base of a liquid-filled piping arrangement. The volume of fluid does not affect pressure. So far, we have discussed that the only two factors that affect pressure are the height and density of the fluid. Therefore, the total volume of the fluid does not affect pressure, as pressure always references a specific area. In Figure 6, storage tank number 1 contains a greater volume of fluid than tank number 2. But the pressure at the base is identical in both tanks. Both gauges read pressure in pounds over 1 square inch. If the valve that joins the two tanks at the bottom was opened, the fluid from tank number 1 would not enter into tank number 2, because fluids always seek their own level. The level in tank number 1 cannot be different from the level in tank number 2. Hydrostatic pressure test. Hydrostatics is a study of fluids under pressure and at rest. When a hydrostatic pressure test is applied on a piping system, the piping is filled with water or other compatible liquid and then pressurized with a pump. be proficient at this procedure, you must be able to calculate a pressure or to calculate the height of water column needed to produce a certain pressure known as feet of head. As stated previously, water has a density of 62.4 pounds per cubic foot. This means that 1 cubic foot of water exerts a force of 62.4 pounds on its 1 square foot base. Because each side of a cubic foot is equal to 144 inches squared, the force of the water is spread equally over all 144 square inches. The result would be 0.433 pounds of water exerting a force on each square inch of bottom surface. 62.4 pounds divided by 144 inches squared equals 0.433 pounds per inch squared, or PSI, or 0.0361 pounds per inch cubed times 12 equals 0.433 pounds per square inch, or PSI. The base area of the 1 foot high column of water in figure 7 is exactly 1 square inch. Thus, the pressure on the base of the column would be 0.433 psi. This is referred to as 1 foot of head pressure. Water pressure, or psi, equals 0.433 psi per foot times height in feet. Calculating total force. Force is defined as any interaction that tends to change or influence the motion of an object. Previously, we were calculating the pressure on a single unit of area, inches squared, feet squared, or centimeters squared. This was the force pushing down on a defined unit's area. The total force the liquid is exerting is equal to the pressure times the total area. Force equals pressure times area.